Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 85th verse of Surah Qasas, and we'll be back with our discussion regarding this verse.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Innal ladhi farada 'alayka al-Qur'ana laradduka ila ma'ad. Qul rabbi a'lamu man ja'a bil huda wa man huwa fi dhalalin mubin.
Indeed, O Muhammad, he who imposed upon you the Quran will take you back to a place of return. Say, my Lord is most knowing of who brings guidance and who is in clear error.
Now, before we get into any kind of discussion regarding the contents of the verse, we have to mention that this verse starts with the occasion of revelation. I mean, a group of commentators have narrated that for this verse, there is an occasion of revelation. So these traditions are usually narrated from Ibn Abbas, the content of which is that when Prophet ﷺ was coming as a migration from Mecca to Medina, he reached Juhfa, a land not so distant from Mecca. He thought of his home, Mecca, a city which is the secure sanctuary of Allah, and where Kaaba was located. The thing that the heart and soul of Prophet ﷺ had an unbroken link with it. Now, the signs of this yearning, which had been mixed with an impression and sadness, were seen in his blessed face. Here, Gabriel, the one who brings revelation, came down and asked the Prophet ﷺ whether he was fond of his city and his hometown. And the Prophet answered him positively. So Gabriel said, Allah has sent this message for you. Verily, he who has revealed and ordained the Qur'an unto you will bring you back to the destination. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. And as we know that this great promise was finally fulfilled, and the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, with a mighty army and with abundant glory, returned to Kaaba victoriously, and the secure sanctuary of Allah was given back to him without any kind of fighting and bloodshedding.
Allah, 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 Allah.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we said that there is one occasion of revelation mentioned for this verse. Anyway, this verse is one of the miraculous predictions of Quran, which stated such a prophecy so decisively and without any condition, and it happened after a short time. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So we said that the first verse out of these verses, as it is circulated, was revealed in Juhfa when the Prophet ﷺ was going to Medina. He was going to Yathrib, and he was going to change its name to Madinatul Rasul, in order to form the main center of the Islamic government there and to cause the people's talents to open up, to blow. So he wanted to make it a platform for availability to the past divine government and his aims. And then, yes, his love and his affection to Mecca waxed him hard. And that periodic from that secure sanctuary of Allah was very inconvenient for him. So here, this light revelation somehow enlightened his pure heart. It gave him the good tidings of returning to his hometown and actually announced that in the الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. The one who has revealed and ordained the Qur'an unto you will bring you the destination. لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَاد. So the verse is somehow suggesting for the Prophet, oh Prophet, we care for you. We have your back. Do not grieve. The same Lord who returned Moses to his mother when he was a baby. The same Lord who after 10 years of absence returned him from Egypt to his man hometown in order to lighten the light of monotheism and form the government of the oppressed after breaking the power of Pharaoh and his people. This is the kind of Lord that we're discussing here. It's the same Lord, and you do not have to worry. The same Lord will return you to Mecca with good might and sufficient might and strength, and will lighten the light of monotheism by your hand in this holy land. And these affairs are easy for the power of the Lord, the same Lord that sent down the Quran onto the heart and made its conveyance obligatory and its ordinances incumbent. Yes, here is the Lord of the Qur'an, the Almighty Lord of earth and heavens. So, that's it for this episode, brothers and sisters. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always.